And AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, Forestville area. We are jammed, still with the crash on the outer loop before you get to the exit for Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Stay to the left to get by. A couple of tow trucks needed to head to the scene of the crash there. So again, outer loop between Route 5 and Route 4. Unusual backups. Be prepared. Now, on the inner loop, normal delays to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road. Suitland Parkway not having a good morning, so you want to plan accordingly. Inbound Suitland Parkway jammed, heading up towards 295. Prior to getting there, the accident's inbound right near Stanton Road. All right, the update on 66. Looks like the car and the tow truck involved in the crash, the first crash at the Beltway, they've moved along, but I still see the VDOT crews there and the cones set up, so they haven't quite cleared from the right lane, east on 66, and then the backups at Nutley Street had the crash along the left side. Maryland getting better out of Fairland. The crash, southbound 29 as you pass Randolph Road, that's been cleared. I'm looking at a better pace for you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisory for this afternoon until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Little rain or wet snow this afternoon, 43. Then we're all snow tonight, most of it light and widely scattered, but still some. An inch or two possible district. Some areas west and north may see just a little bit more. 26 the low. But tomorrow, snow showers early, then some sun possible at a high of 29. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Haymarket, 23 in Waldorf, and 30 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Steve Bannon faces House investigators today. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Coming up just a few minutes here, Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. Congress is a busy week. Susan's going to be covering all of it, and she'll give us a preview. Ronna Romney McDaniel joins us at 8:05 this morning from the RNC. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnese with Mary Walter.
And joining us right now, it is Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
So we've got some people who are scheduled to testify in the coming weeks for the House Intelligence Committee. We've got Steve Bannon, Corey Lewandowski, Hope Hicks to follow, going to be closed-door sessions. What is hope to be found here by interviewing Bannon and Lewandowski and Hicks? I mean, we're getting closer and closer and closer to the president.
Yeah, well, they won't be interviewing the president because he doesn't have anything to say. But all of this is mop-up testimony, all people who were part of the campaign, the administration during the transition after the inauguration, and may have something to add about what they heard or saw. This is a sideshow. It's actually irrelevant to what's really going on at the committee, but we'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, they'll all give their testimony, and it will be of no significance.
That House Intelligence Committee, their chairman, Devin Nunes, said last week that was telling Republican colleagues last week in closed-door meetings, reportedly, that he's seen clear signs of abuse by the government in their surveillance programs through the FBI and the Justice Department. What does Devin Nunes know?
Well, he knows something that all of us should know because it's on the public record.
Right.
On April the 26th, 2017, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court issued a 99-page opinion. And in that opinion, they said that the FBI violated the law, that they disclosed confidential FISA information, 702 information, to private contractors who had no right to have it. The Bureau had set in motion sharing FISA information with private contractors. Those were crimes. The court ordered it stopped after the FBI told them that it had stopped. Now, listen to the chronology here. In March of 2017, you remember Nunes goes to the White House, goes to the National Security Council, reads documents which he says show violations of the law. What he read, and we talked about this on the show,
yes,
at the very time this was happening, that the NSC had showed him intercepts, FISA intercepts, which showed that Trump and his people were being surveilled by the intelligence community under FISA access. Now, that's happening in March of 2017. 1 month later, the FISA court issues the ruling I just talked to you about, a 99-page ruling in which they find that the FBI disclosed FISA information, and the court called it RAW, R-A-W, RAW FISA information to private contractors. And do you know who one of those private contractors was? Guess who cleaned up the DNC computer?
Remind me. Who cleaned?
CrowdStrike.
CrowdStrike.
Crowd.
Go ahead,
they
sir.
They clean up computers for a living.
Yes.
Those are the people who were hired to clean up the DNC computer.
These are the bleach bit guys.
You got it.
So,
guess who the FBI was giving information to?
So put that all together for us. Why is CrowdStrike, who cleans up computers, getting access to FISA data?
I suppose James Comey, Mr. Strzok, Mr. McCabe, Mr. Rystep, and Mr. Baker will be able to tell the committee that very, very bit of information. By the way, you'll notice that Comey, all during that time, hid from the Intelligence Committee and other committees that he failed to disclose to them that there was an ongoing counterintelligence investigation of the incoming president. Nunes has got it right. He's been right for more than a year. He's got it right on the money. This is coming to a head, and what Bannon and Hope Hicks and all these other people say to the committee doesn't mean squat.
All right, yeah, and by the way, Devin Nunes promising to read in literally every member of Congress right on what he knows. So
he's starting within the next few days to give them access to the raw counterintelligence data about what this was all done by the Obama Administration National Security Division, which is part of the Justice Department. It's like the criminal division. They do the counterespionage cases and the espionage cases. They were headed at that time by a fellow named John Carlin. When Admiral Rogers, who was the head of NSA, discovered this improper use of FBI, NSA, FISA information, he went to the court and told them. And after the court was informed, Mr. Carlin resigned. Why did Mr. Carlin resign? I just want to know why John Carlin resigned in October of 2016, 1 month before the election.
Right. So, again, the CrowdStrike involvement here, do you even have a speculative understanding of why they would be shown this FISA court information?
I have no idea. This is according to numerous published sources that they were one of the contractors who was getting information from the FBI.
Now, can we look forward to this information once it starts to be shown to members of Congress, to leaking to the Washington Post, so we'll know within hours of what's in it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the Post is going to print, because they have become an unreliable source of information out of all of this, because they're not interested in reporting it. I mean, you're not going to find, I mean, the Post once in a while will report something about what's going on, but it's pretty clear. They're in Comey's corner over at the Post. You're not getting any revelations from them, so I have no idea what the Post is going to report.
Talk a little bit about this indictment in this Uranium One scandal. Mark Lambert, former head of a Maryland transportation company. What happened?
Oh, it's very strange. It's an indictment that should have been returned years ago, and yet it was returned now for no reason. And by the way, you can't get a copy of the indictment. When you try to go to PACER, which is the official U.S. District Court site for Baltimore, it's not on there. So what you're trying to find out, if you read the press release, it's a bizarre press release. It says he was indicted, but it doesn't say when he was indicted. It says it was unsealed. This could be a five-year-old indictment. We don't know. It doesn't tell you when the grand jury indicted him. A very, very strange indictment. In addition, it says one of the people who pleaded guilty 5 to 6 years ago hasn't been sentenced yet. Now, what that means is that person's cooperating. So apparently, there has been and is an ongoing investigation of Uranium One, which, of course, we now know is part of the investigation down in Little Rock, Arkansas, being conducted by the FBI and the U.S. attorney down there, which is looking into the Clinton Foundation. And the Clinton Foundation, of course, involves bribes being paid by the Uranium One people to President Clinton, former President Clinton, so that his wife, Mrs. Clinton, would not object in CFIUS to the Uranium One deal. Remember, everybody keeps saying, well, Hillary Clinton was one of nine people. Yeah, but you know what? Any one of the nine people could have stopped the deal by raising an objection. The most important thing about her position on CFIUS was, after her husband got a $500,000 speech from Russians interested in the Uranium One deal, and $135 million went to the foundation from investors in the Uranium One deal, she did not object to the Uranium One deal. She could have, she didn't.
She had a glaring conflict of interest, which she refused to volunteer.
Oh, heavens, what are you talking about? Hillary Clinton, conflict of interest? Something wrong here? Oh, you must be eating strange food.
Sorry, I'm just naive. I just feel like you're supposed to volunteer those things. Joe DeGeneva, thank you very much. Really appreciate you catching us up on everything, sir.
You're welcome.
Look forward to chatting with you again next week, hopefully when Devin Nunes whips out a bunch more information that we can chat about.
7:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hindi Carpet Cleaning Traffic Zone. All right, update on 66 is this. Now, the initial crash we had at the Beltway has just finally been cleared, released. They picked up the last of the cones. So eastbound 66, yes, we have delays coming in from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, up toward the Beltway, but you'll find your travel lanes open. However, brand new problem is going to be in Centerville. I'm looking at this in the traffic cameras. East on 66 as you come up to the exit for 29 Centerville. That looks like it's going to be the two left lanes blocked. And for now, I'm just seeing one police car, so we may have additional lanes once the fire truck arrives. Be ready. Coming out of Manassas off the Greenway and onto the toll road, we've been doing pretty well through Herndon and Reston. Not so good, though. Maryland Beltway over near Forestville jammed on the outer loop. Crash is before Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue along the right side, so it puts the heavy pressure on the Beltway. And if you're coming out of Camp Springs, coming off of 5 to merge onto the Beltway, I'm seeing a lot of traffic on Allentown Road as well. Inbound Suitland Parkway jammed solid to the crash at Stanton Road, still under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, listen up. Winter weather advisory in effect from 4 this afternoon until 7 o'clock tomorrow, 7 a.m. tomorrow. Today we'll start with cloudy skies, partly cloudy this afternoon, shower of rain or wet snow, possible high of 43. Tonight, cloudy, snow showers developing late, chance of snow 70%, low of 26. Tomorrow, snow showers early, chance of snow 40%, peaks of sunshine later with a high of 29. Currently in our nation's capital, 30 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Joining us now are our friend Susan Ferriccio. She is the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So the big thing this week, breathing down everyone's neck, the big thing on the table, obviously the shutdown, the deadline of Friday the 19th to get some kind of budget passed. Do you think they're going to be able to do it? Will the Democrats stick their necks out and call for a government shutdown?
Well, you know, I think what will happen is you'll get enough Democrats in the Senate to avoid a filibuster, which is where the real problem lies with these bills, because, you know, the House can pass things with a GOP simple majority of 51 votes. A 218 votes. And they have the votes to do that. Over in the Senate, they need 60 votes, and that requires 9 Democrats. So the big question is, are Democrats going to completely unite against the spending bill and block it in the Senate? I don't see evidence of that yet. You see a few senators saying that they're going to vote against it, but it would take 41 of them to do it, and I don't see that happening yet, mainly because it would look like they caused the government shutdown. I think if Democrats felt they could do it and have the blame clearly shift to the Republicans, There's no question they would do it.
Right. We saw this in December. Yeah. I mean, so we had this test already sort of play out, whether or not Democrats were going to use immigration as their leverage in order to force a government shutdown if they didn't get their way. But I wonder if we won't see this extension just be short-term enough that it puts us right at the DACA deadline in March.
Right. That the big question is, how long will this extension be? Will it be just, you know, maybe 6 weeks? Will it just go? I mean, I think March is the date everybody's talking about now, because of that DACA deadline. And that DACA deadline, of course, we're talking about the deadline for changing the law so that people who came here illegally as children can remain here without fear of deportation. You know, that is all now held up in the court system too. So there's less of a threat of deportation for these so-called dreamers. So in some ways, the pressure is off a little bit. And this is more of a political game that we're looking at this week. It's brinksmanship for sure when it comes to the spending bill. But a lot of it, I think, is a little bit overblown. You know, I heard Democrats say on Friday that progress is steady on getting a deal on spending. There's other issues, too. They need to agree on raising these spending caps. And Republicans want more money for defense. This is the usual fight they have every year. So the issue here truly is that this is the fourth short-term spending bill in fiscal 2018, and they just cannot seem to get their act together to pass a full-year spending bill. And there are great consequences in terms of fiscal responsibility, in terms of how agencies are able to plan, and particularly the Defense Department.
Right.
So again, it's another punt. And the fourth one, and, you know, with really no end in sight. I think that's probably the bigger story here.
I don't know, Susan, I don't know if you can address this in particular, but the spending caps element, I've seen, you know, some things that they're looking to explode these spending caps, that Congress is looking for a much, much higher number than what it's currently imposed on their spending.
That's true, and that's because the Republicans believe that the Defense Department has taken a really big hit under the Budget Control Act, which imposes these spending caps, and it's been depleted to the point where, you know, we're seeing these accidents, these fatal accidents with the Navy and other problems with the military, and that they really need more money.
Rather than looking for spending cuts, they're looking to spend a whole lot more money on the military instead of moving things around.
People need to understand that Congress is allergic to spending cuts. It doesn't matter what party you're from. Everyone thinks, well, you know, it's just the Democrats. Republicans cannot stand cutting either. And so, no, I don't anticipate that will be the case. However, there will be a fight because there is a wing of the Republican Party that does want to impose this fiscal discipline. But they're running up against the rest of the Republican conference, who are very wary of doing that.
Susan, I want to talk to you about what happened in that meeting where, you know, apparently the president said something terrible and horrible to the virgin ears of some members of Congress. Did Dick Durbin overplay his hand here by leaking what was going on in those private negotiations?
It depends what his motive was. You know, the conspiracy theory is that Democrats don't want a deal on this, that it's a win-win for them. The DACA dreamers will get to stay. Eventually, the House will be regained by Democrats. They'll have greater leverage for a better deal. I think, you know, the idea is that Democrats, the last thing they want is a deal under the terms of Republicans, and secondly, where Trump can claim victory on border security and his wall. So there's less motivation for them. Now, that's a very cynical view, but it's not altogether illogical that would be the case. So for him to come out and reveal what happened in the meeting and say the president made these remarks, thus, you know, presumably blowing up the talks, you know, if you put it all in that context, it doesn't seem he underplayed his hand. It seems he did everything exactly according to plan.
Yeah, well, it's bad faith in a negotiation if you're actually trying to come to a deal, so maybe he doesn't want to, as you suggest.
If you're actually trying to come to a
deal.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Susan Faricio, thank you very much from the Washington Examiner. You got a lot to do this week. We'll check back in with you again soon.
Thank you.
723 on WMAL.
The National Mall, a destination for democracy in action. Wouldn't it be cool if there was a radio station like that?
Oh, yeah.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's a new year, and people everywhere are resolving to make 2018 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of you who suffer from sleep apnea or live with someone who does, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Controlled with a small remote, Inspire delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open throughout the night, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need for a healthier, happier 2018. Inspire is FDA approved and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people who are treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's inspiresleep.com.
7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on Fives, you go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Stanton Road. Oh, my goodness. That's where we had the crash at the intersection as you come in from the Suitland Parkway. But please tell me they now have it out of the travel lanes. Inbound Suitland Parkway. Boy, you get hit hard here. Delays before you get to Silver Hill Road. So if you're coming off the Beltway or you're coming in on that stretch, you might want to reconsider or just have the patience. You need extra time. But again, well up ahead on the Suitland Parkway at Stanton Road, that crash finally out of the travel lanes. Now, on the Beltway, also unusual volume here on the outer loop passing Route 5 over toward Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Crash was along the right side. The impact pretty intense here on Route 5 heading up into Camp Springs. So coming out of Clinton, be prepared here. On the ride in Virginia, 66 between Nutley Street and the Beltway. Those two accidents had been cleared. However, back in Centerville, new accidents going to be in the left lane as you approach the exit for 29 Centerville. Update is sponsored by Heal.com. Heal.com is here and Dr. House calls for urgent and pediatric care to your door in 2 hours every day. Covered by insurance or $99. H-E-A-L.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Made it up to freezing yesterday, today above, and some snow on the way. Winter weather advisory 4 o'clock this afternoon until 7 o'clock Wednesday morning. That's covering most of us up. A little bit of rain or wet snow this afternoon, changing the snow as we head on through tonight. Maybe an inch or two, a little more west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 30 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
Are you meeting a lot of singles, but not the right one for you? The problem with online dating is not a lack of options. It's that you spend so much time searching and swiping and messaging just to be ignored with no reason given. Stop the frustration with online dating and make real face-to-face connections. Chris Plant here, and if 2018 is the year you want to find love, it's time to turn to the professionals at It's Just Lunch. The matchmakers at It's Just Lunch get to know you and then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive database. The success of It's Just Lunch is built on creating high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. So before you know it, you'll be face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and is as serious about dating as you are. Call or text 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com and ask about their New Year's special offer.
Attention, D.C. area. How would you like to earn $1,000, $2,000, or perhaps $5,000 a month in passive mailbox money? Then here's an amazing opportunity for you. Actor Dean Cain, known as Superman and now real estate investor with the National Real Estate Network, are giving away their Riches and Flipping CD for free to anyone who calls now. They'll show you step-by-step how to create monthly cash and flip houses for huge profits in just 90 days. Call now and you will also receive 4 tickets to attend their free live Riches and Flipping event where Dean and his team are looking for a handful of people in your area to join their team. You do not need your own money and you do not need good credit. You just need to call right now.
Call 1-800-274-1922 now to get your free CD. Call 800-274-1922 now and you'll get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and a flash drive loaded with vital information, all free just for attending. Call 800-274-1922. That's 800-274-1922. Call now.
So, how do you like being a new dad?
Wow, no, it's,
amazing, right?
Totally, but expensive.
Get used to it.
You got life insurance, right?
I've only got so much money.
What'd you pay for that coffee?
I don't know, a couple of bucks?
Listen, I'm 34, and I got $750,000 in life insurance for under a dollar a day. That's way less than you put out for that mocha latte.
Seriously? How?
I went to SelectQuote.com. They shop highly rated insurance companies to find your best rates.
Well, I need to protect my family. If SelectQuote can find me rates like that, that's one less thing to worry about.
Exactly.
Give your family the protection it needs at a price you can afford. To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 800-778-9922. That's 800-778-9922. 800-778-9922. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Been waiting to get that new fence, deck, or paver? Well, now's the time. Long Fence has the lowest prices of the year with financing available for qualified buyers. Go to longfence.com today for a free estimate. And Long Fence.
Coming up on WMAL, someone is throwing their hat into the ring to run for Senate from Maryland. We'll tell you who it is, and it might be very interesting. This person might actually have a chance on name recognition alone. And Sarah Sanders versus Echo. Yeah. 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. We could have a little messy weather in our future. National Weather Service forecaster Luis Rosa says we could be in for some snow starting as early as this afternoon.
We're basically looking for light snow accumulation, around an inch of accumulation, but with the ground so cold, temperatures in the mid-20s, anything will probably stick very easily to the roads.
We're under a winter weather advisory starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon, running until 7 tomorrow morning. Our full forecast is just ahead. As experts continue examining the track where a Metro Red Line train derailed yesterday, crews are repairing the broken rail that officials believe caused the derailment. And you can expect delays on the Red Line this morning as a result of that repair work, which is resulting in single tracking. Metro Board Chairman Jack Evans did find something to be encouraged about.
Overall, looking at this, a bad day when anything goes wrong, but a good day in how we responded to it. And it shows you the progress, again, that Metro has made.
Well, now just 4 days until a spending deadline, and the government could be headed for a shutdown on the one-year anniversary of Donald Trump's presidency.
Republicans now focusing on passing another short-term funding measure to keep the government open, but it is not clear they have the votes. The chair of the conservative House Freedom Caucus telling CNN on Monday that it will be extremely difficult to convince our caucus members to vote on another short-term funding mechanism.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. A California couple is being held on $9 million bail each and could face many charges, including torture and child endangerment. Authorities say the couple held their 13 children captive in their home, shackled to their filthy beds. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 25,803, the Nasdaq at 72,61. Sports sponsored by the Foundation for a Better Life. The Wizards fall to the Bucks. College basketball, Maryland blows the lead and loses in the final seconds to Michigan. Howard loses. Hockey, the Caps are idle. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Mahatma Gandhi reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list.
A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Classes start January 29th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Hey there, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here with my friend and coworker, JJ, who, like me, has lost weight and gotten healthier with EMP 180. So, JJ, what's the latest?
Larry, I'm down almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks.
Wow, that is amazing. 4 pounds a week.
I know. It's cool to tell people that, but it's not just about the numbers for me. It's about my overall health. I had plantar fasciitis, sleep apnea. Both of those things are significantly better now.
Yeah, it's amazing how getting the weight off helps with so many other things, right?
It does. And another big thing for me, diabetes. It runs in my family, and the way I was living, I was headed straight for it. But with the help of the EMP counselors and their plan, which is just so simple, by the way, I have broken my sugar habit. I'm feeling better than I have in years.
No matter what your goals are, EMP 180 can help you get healthier in the new year. Visit EMP180weightloss.com. They're in Tyson's Corner, and now Marylanders can visit their Rockville office. On the web at EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway still with the crash. This will be on the outer loop coming through Forestville. Before you get to the exit for Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, still have two right lanes blocked and unusual tie-ups here. So be prepared after St. Barnabas Road before you even get to Route 5 for those delays. Now what this does, the Beltway's crawling. It affects Route 5 to merge up onto the Beltway. Allentown Road gets hit with some of that bailout traffic now on Route 5 northbound. As you head north out of Clinton, I have a crash reported in the backup, so be very careful. Suitland Parkway, still about 45 minutes to take the trip inbound. Crash is cleared, though. Inbound Suitland Parkway at Stanton Road. That's before you get to 295. Still at last check, though, it was on the in the median, so still a distraction. DC 295 as you come off of 50 and off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the heavy morning rush hour. We're on there. Southeast-Southwest Freeway, just with some volume each way. Now in Centerville, Virginia, 66 eastbound, still with the crash along the left side before you get to the exit for 29 Centerville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter weather advisory, 4 o'clock this afternoon until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Today, rain and snow showers, especially this afternoon, 43. And tonight, we'll have occasional snow around, maybe an inch or two. Temperatures in the 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 26 in Stafford, 29 in Kensington, 30 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning to you. Joining us in about half an hour will be Ronna Romney McDaniel, the RNC chair. We'll get the outlook on the midterms from her. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. Just imagine if you're Democratic Senator Ben Cardin right now. And you're like, you know, things are going pretty well. Second term, go for my third here as incumbent senator. And then all of a sudden, now you've got Chelsea Manning, former convicted traitor Chelsea Manning, now is announced a Senate run. has filed for a Senate run. So, you know, Chelsea Manning, of course, imprisoned a leaker activist, now has confirmed a plan to run as a Democrat in Maryland. Hashtag, we got this. We need someone willing to fight. That's the plan here. So Chelsea Manning going to run in Maryland. And there's been all speculation who's going to run for governor in Maryland, who's going to run against Larry Hogan. No. The big story now is the Senate race because Chelsea Manning, he was convicted, and now she's running for Senate. So that's happening. Have you seen Chelsea Manning lately?
Yes, and I have to say, I'm sorry, and I'm not saying this to be mean at all.
Oh, this is going to be great.
I don't think he's an attractive woman. I'm sorry. I don't. He still's got the Adam apple thing going on. I don't think that it worked well. That's just me.
Well,
just don't think it worked well.
Well,
just saying.
I look, you know, so this is, I mean, what you've done is you've put, I think the Democratic Party by and large has put Chelsea Manning on a pedestal and said, and basically said being transgender is of the highest value, no matter what your sins. If you're transgender, that sort of absolves them. And the end state here is that, well, occasionally you're going to find people like Chelsea Manning who are empowered by that, who want to run in your own party and unseat you. And that may happen to Ben Cardin here. But you're right. Now, the look is kind of strange. Chelsea Manning, kind of like if Voldemort joined Hanson. I think that's really where... I think that's where Chelsea Manning is right now.
But Chelsea, a thinner version, I don't know. Listen, there are some guys who transition to women, and they actually look really good. Maybe she just needs a couple more years of some hormone therapy. Again, I'm not saying it to be mean at all, but if you put yourself out there like this and this is like your thing, people are going to comment on it.
Well, Chelsea Manning, of course, although convicted, had the sentence commuted by Obama. So there's that. So you know, Chelsea Manning's going to make a run at this in Maryland. I wonder if Maryland voters go for this, if this is the kind of thing that they're like, oh, yeah, I'm all on board. Get me on the Chelsea Manning train. Chelsea Manning, who committed treason against the United States, is my candidate. Let's go with that. On the basis of what? Just being transgender?
Yeah.
Is that the whole platform?
Absolutely. I mean, do you need more than that? Well, felony conviction does pretty much qualify her to running, to work in Congress. It's pretty much. But here's the thing. If you have a felony conviction in some states, you can't vote, correct? But you can run for Congress? Anybody else find that weird? Anybody? I just find that odd.
Let the voters decide. Let them forgive you.
She's very, very far left, as you can imagine. On Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, she tweeted out, F the police, along with the hashtag disarm the police.
F the police and disarm the police.
On Law
Enforcement. That's who we want in Congress.
Yeah, and she has referred to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, as, quote, literally the new Gestapo. Literally.
Howard's in Laurel this morning calling in, I think has a great point here. Howard, good morning. What do you think of Chelsea Manning running in Maryland?
Well, good morning. I think that Chelsea Manning is the ideal representative of the Democratic Party in the
Why
state
is that?
Of Maryland. You look at it. Convicted traitor, there's past history of that. Transsexual, past history of that. Hate the police, past history of that. I mean, I think Chelsea Manning epitomizes the Democratic Party in this state.
Very representative of the Democratic Party, you're saying. I mean, this is... You know, this is part of, I think, what has been a trend for the Democratic Party, which is like, you know, if you spend all this time campaigning for, like, I don't know, illegal immigrants, eventually they're going to be in charge of your party. Like, they're going to take over. Chelsea Manning taking the first steps here to take over the party.
And to that point, you know, about them, you know, eventually eating themselves, like the dog starts to chase its tail. There's a piece in The Intercept talking about how more moderate establishment Democrats are coming out, lining up in support behind the straight white male who has wielded power for decades to defeat Manning.
What do you think of Chelsea Manning running for Senate in Maryland? What do you think Chelsea Manning's chances are against Senator Ben Cardin? And what does this say for the Democratic Party? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Leo, in Round Hill this morning, reacting to this. Leo, good morning.
Hey, guys. You know, actually, I think it's more of a statement that he's trying to say, he, she, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was convicted for espionage and treason, and now... You're running at the home of the National Security Agency. There's only one reason he's doing this, is to make a political statement and then get a gouge in at the NSA and all the other intelligence agencies around here. But the biggest one is at the NSA. I really believe it.
Yeah, this is
he's just trying to get
attention. Yeah, Manning was convicted 2013 of stealing 750,000 sensitive government documents and leaking those to WikiLeaks. Received a sentence of 35 years in prison on 20 counts, including that Espionage Act that Leo just mentioned. And then, of course, Obama commuted Manning's sentence in January of this past year. So that happened. More of your calls in reaction to this in a moment. Find out what you think of Chelsea Manning running for Senate in the state of Maryland. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
743 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
I want to tell you, now is a really, really good time to do something for your home for two reasons. Number one, it's going to help lower your heating bills. It's going to keep your home more comfortable. So there's actually three, because it lowers your heating bills. It keeps your home more comfortable. You don't find yourself, when it gets really cold out, sitting there saying, boy, do you feel a chill in this house? It feels really cold. Yeah, turn the heat up. And the third, because you can save some money. Yeah, I'm talking about Thompson Creek Windows here. They design, they build, they install replacement windows direct from their local factory. They are built specifically for your home and our climate. They eliminate middleman markup. They are totally accountable to you, so it's so easy. It gives you peace of mind. You don't have to deal with a bunch of different people. You literally have one point of contact, one salesperson, one customer service person. And they have an incredible winter window sale going on right now. You'll get $200 off every window, plus no money down, zero interest financing until August of 2019. So take advantage of this incredible offer and literally feel the difference with Thompson Creek Windows. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Do it before this offer is gone. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. It is now 7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. We're trying to get you there. Let's start first, George Washington Parkway. Park police tell me they're not working any incidents. The heavy delays, though, before 123 take you down to the Ward, the Key Bridge, northbound GW Parkway in that stretch. Doing pretty well. On 66, latest problem had been in Centerville, eastbound 66 with the crash. Along the left side, first you'll see looks like one police car and a car on the shoulder. Then beyond that, they were still crowding the left lane. Then Fair Oaks toward the Beltway with the stop and go. For 95, pretty normal volume delays. Dale City toward the Occoquan and Newington, 395 in Landmark. Not so normal. Suitland Parkway, we're trying to clear it out. Longstanding crash had been inbound Suitland Parkway at Stanton Road. On the Maryland Beltway, Forestville, we are jammed here on the outer loop. Normally don't have an outer loop delay, so definitely want to give you a heads up. Outer loop between Route 5 and Route 4. Stay to the left to get by the crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Made it up to freezing yesterday. Today above and some snow on the way. Winter weather advisory 4 o'clock this afternoon until 7 o'clock Wednesday morning. That's covering most of us up. A little bit of rain or wet snow this afternoon, changing the snow as we head on through tonight. Maybe an inch or two, a little more west than north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 30 degrees at 746 on WMAL.
I'm Chelsea Manning, and I approve this message.
We live in trying times. Times of fear, of suppression, of hate. We don't need more or better leaders. We need someone willing to fight. We need to stop asking them to give us our rights. They won't support us. They won't compromise. We need to stop expecting that our systems will somehow fix themselves.
All right, so that's the opening salvo from the Chelsea Manning Senate campaign, because, you know, she's running for Senate against Senator Ben Cardin.
Got to give her credit. Despite having the Adam's apple, the voice is good.
You think she'd know the voice?
I do. Got to give her credit on the voice.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Ben, who's in Ashburn this morning, reacting to this. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes, sir.
So you have to remember that the Democrats won't see him as a criminal. They see treason and anti-police sentiment as a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also not a criminal because his friends lowered him down on a mat through a hole in the ceiling, and Barack Obama said, "My son, your sins are forgiven." So he's good to go.
Yeah, I forgot about all of that, all the theatrics that were involved with that. But Ben reminding us this morning. Thank you, Ben.
That was good.
more from you here. Let's go to Matt, who's in Manassas this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. Love the show. So first of all, I think Ben's off just a little bit. His sentence was commuted, meaning he's still convicted.
Right.
But he just didn't have to finish the sentence. But I think where Chelsea Bradley, whatever, is going to run into some problems is with Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Depending how the court interprets the placement of certain commas, no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress, et cetera, after having taken an oath, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemy. There's questions, I think, in terms of where that comma is placed and if there's certain qualifiers in there, but he may have some trouble getting over that.
The old comma placement blockade. Yeah, well,
that pesky Constitution getting in the way of transgender rights.
Good point. I will have to navigate our way through Section 3, but in general, convicted felons are allowed to run for office. But you've got, you know. But Matt pointing out it may be the 14th Amendment that undoes Chelsea Manning's bid here. So we'll see if that comes up. Pete, who's in Fredericksburg this morning, thinks this is good for the Republican Party. Pete Hauser.
Well, this just really shows how desperate or out of touch the Democrats are. You know, you have someone who is essentially a traitor, and then someone who on their social media page, they put stuff like F the police. I mean, they're really doing a lot to take that 3-5% that they would need to win to get them over the top. And they're really just kind of putting that into question. I mean, if you're a police officer, how can you support her even if you are a very, very liberal person?
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea Manning wasn't like just quoting a rap song either. I mean, like she was like saying it out loud for real with intent. And it was crazy. What a position to take.
But here's the thing. This is where the left has boxed himself in because they have boxes that have to be checked. And, you know, anti-law enforcement, that's a leftist box, right? Transgendered is a leftist box. Pardoned by Obama is a leftist box. I mean, there's so many of them that she checks that straight white Democrat doesn't check any of the boxes.
I guess depending on which boxes you check, you can get away with things. Like, this is how cop killers get away with stuff.
Sad.
751 here on WML.
Does your smile hold you back from making that great first impression? Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. For over 25 years, I've changed thousands of lives by improving the health and appearance of their smile through sedation dentistry. An unsightly smile of poor dental health can be holding you back from unimaginable opportunities. I can change all that in just 1 or 2 visits with sedation dentistry. You can relax through your entire appointment and make up for years of problems and neglect with no discomfort and no memory of it. Whatever your needs are, I can create the incredible results you want, that you deserve. Stop procrastinating and start the new year by getting your mouth healthy and looking great again. For the first 30 callers, your exam and x-rays are half off, a savings of over $200. So join the hundreds of others who have made the commitment to good health and call 703-925-0800 or go to the web at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi there, Mary. Good Tuesday to you. Well, investors are expecting big earnings numbers this week. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open, though with the Dow indicated to pop about 200 points at that open. Already out with strong earnings reports this morning, the biggest American health insurer, United Health, shares up more than 3% in pre-market. And Comerica's quarter came in better than forecast. Its shares are up 1% right now. Airbus is putting its A380 flying double-decker jumbo jet on the line. If Emirates doesn't buy any, the world's largest passenger jet may not be made anymore. Lamborghini is out with an SUV at the Detroit Auto Show, just the latest supercar maker to get into the SUV act, which is where the buyers are. Just ask Porsche. And donuts are fattening, and the Dunkin' Donut chain is testing out the idea of dropping donuts from its name. A store outside of Boston will be unveiled today, simply called Dunkin'. No worries, though. The donuts will still be there. I'm Landon Dowdy, CBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them. Whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia Beltway, you're doing okay. Annandale, the volume leaving Tysons to the Legion Bridge, pretty normal backups. Not so normal, Maryland Beltway over in the Forestville area. If you missed it, still dealing with the crash. Outer loop before you get to Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. So big time outer loop delays there on the approach after St. Barnabas Road, and the pressure on Route 5, pretty intense here, coming out of Clinton, and then we had a crash in the backup. So that's where we've been extremely busy, one of our areas, I should say. Inbound Suitland Parkway at Stanton Road, that crash had been cleared to the median, now trying to clear out the volume delays. Metro Rail, Red Line commuters, they continue to single track the trains between Judiciary Square and Farragut North due to yesterday's derailment. Expect delays and crowded platforms, so you want to plan for that. Update sponsored by 7-Eleven. Now you can go beyond breakfast with endless options at 7-Eleven, where you can get fresh brewed coffee and everything else you won't find anywhere else at participating locations. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Made it up to freezing yesterday, today above, and some snow on the way. Winter weather advisory 4 o'clock this afternoon until 7 o'clock Wednesday morning. That's covering most of us up. For the rain or wet snow this afternoon, changing the snow as we head on through tonight. Maybe an inch or two, a little more west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 30 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
The National Mall, where Americans come to talk about their beliefs.
Information is knowledge and knowledge is power.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
People need to start listening to the issues.
Where Washington comes to talk.
We all know the best time to buy something is in the off-season. Well, in the roofing industry, our off-season is winter, and January is the slowest month of the year. Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Well, January isn't the best time of year to be a roofing contractor. It's a great time to be a roofing customer. This spring, we're going to be slammed, but I have to keep my installers busy in the winter, too. So if you call and schedule a free estimate right now, we're going to give you 50% off the price of materials, plus no interest, no payments until 2019. We've installed over 30,000 roofs in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Complete the financial forms you file with the court as if they're the most important final exam you will ever take. These forms state your property, your debts, your income, and expenses. They become the battlefields where your most important disputes are fought or settled. Property division, maintenance, child support, attorney fees, even custody is impacted. Fortunately, this is an open book exam. You can even get help from your attorney. But let me warn you, whether too busy or too jaded, attorneys often fail to demand or give these forms the attention their clients deserve. So it may be up to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, Ronna Romney McDaniel is going to join us. She's the head of the RNC. I have a lot of questions for her. Lots of questions. It's so nice that we'll be able to interview her and get some answers.
And Larry Kudlow will be joining us as well this weekend. He predicted 3-4% growth under President Trump. We'll find out why.
Hey, what's that tax plan he invented?
Yeah. Is it all Trump or is it all Larry? We'll find out. 8 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Washington's under a winter weather advisory, and that starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon, runs till 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. National Weather Service forecaster Luis Rosa says a little bit of snow is in the forecast, especially in the overnight hours.
Not really a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. Also, we're looking at a weak system, so the window opportunity for snow is going to be late tonight into the first half of Wednesday.
He says to expect an inch, maybe two. Our full forecast is just ahead. Expect delays on Metro's Red Line today as a result of the single tracking that's happening downtown near the site of yesterday's derailment. Meanwhile, the investigation continues into the derailment near the Farragut North Station.
Historically, there haven't been any problems with the section of track between Metro Center and Farragut North where the train derailed, according to Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld.
It did receive an ultrasonic testing in August.
Where a machine ultrasounds the rail to see if there are any weak spots or cracks.
There were no issues identified during that process.
A full investigative report is due out in 3 months. At Metro Center, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The federal government faces a shutdown at the end of the week if lawmakers can't agree on a spending plan. Democrats are insisting that a spending bill include a continuation of the DACA program.
Democrats say they don't want to vote on any bill to keep the government funded if there is no DACA resolution included with it or around the same timetable. Republicans now have made very clear that resolution, any deal on a potential DACA bill, will not exist by the end of this week.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Government shutdown deadlines, what happens to DACA, those are only part of the drama in Washington this week. There's also some key testimony coming in the congressional investigations into Russia's election meddling.
Ousted White House advisor Steve Bannon is set to testify before the House Intelligence Committee as it moves along with its investigation into Russia's election influence efforts. That committee's probe has largely broken down along partisan divides, but Bannon is expected to get a lot of questions from Democrats over what he's quoted as saying in fire and fury that Donald Trump Jr. is arranging a meeting with Russians at Trump Tower because they claim to have dirt on Hillary Clinton was treasonous. Why did he feel that way will be the starting point. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Virginia's new governor, Ralph Northam, is calling on the Republican-led General Assembly to pass a progressive agenda that includes stricter gun control.
As long as the people who sent us here continue to cry out for solutions to
to the epidemic of gun violence, we will fight on this ground.
Northam is also pushing, as did Terry McAuliffe, for Medicaid expansion. Two Democratic Maryland lawmakers are launching an effort to get the General Assembly to raise the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2023. The state's minimum right now is set to go to $10.10 an hour this summer. A Southern California couple is in jail this morning, facing a long list of serious charges after authorities discovered they'd been holding their 13 children as virtual prisoners in their home. A 17-year-old girl managed to escape from the family home over the weekend and called 911. Police then say some of her siblings were so malnourished that officers at first believed all of them were children, even though it turns out seven were later determined to be adults. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 25,803. The Nasdaq at 72,61. Sports, the Wizards lose to Milwaukee. College basketball, Maryland loses to number 23. Michigan, Howard loses. NHL, the Caps are off till Thursday. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.